From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A federal appeals court says law enforcement officials in Kansas cannot stop and search motorists just for having out-of-state license plates from states that have legalized marijuana. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruling reinstates a lawsuit filed by a Colorado driver against two Kansas Highway Patrol officers who pulled him over and searched his car as he was driving alone at night through Kansas. A recent report from the national nonprofit, the Hispanic Access Foundation, is urging the importance of protecting public lands and open spaces to meet the growing needs of the state's rising Latino population. Penta Berkland has more.
The report says it will be vital in the coming years to engage a diverse population in ongoing conservation efforts. Nita Gonzalez is the state director for Nuestro Rio, a nonprofit that aims to connect youth to Colorado's rivers. She says Latino youth especially face a lot of barriers to gaining access to the outdoors.
You know, it's one thing to say it's free, but how do they get there? Has anyone thought about? We are not a community that is very wealthy. When do they get there? Do they know they can? I, for one, want a shuttle.
The state's Latino community makes up almost 20% of the overall population, but in the next two decades is expected to rise to roughly a third of the population. Environmental groups and state officials are working on long-term plans to make sure all Coloradans live within a short walk to a park, trail, or open space. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
This is KRCC News.